4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
If you were listening yesterday, you would have heard Councillor Brett Moller, I think it was repeated again this morning too. As a councillor, a local government representative, he has stood up given basically the vacuum that exists when it comes to representation on our crime nightmare. And he spoke very, very powerfully yesterday on that matter. There's a very important letter to the editor in the Cairns Post today as well, if you get an opportunity to look at it. Now, there has been another development. It's the local government level again. This is the big meeting here in the convention centre yesterday. Just harking back to yesterday's Cairns Post, I'll cut to the chase briefly. Crime and youth crime will be top of the mind. Local Government Association conference in Cairns. Mareeba Shire Council hoping mayors from across the state will support the introduction of diversionary facilities on very remote state-owned properties that would act similar to detention centres. Mareeba councillor, former high school teacher Mario Mlakota, said he envisioned the facilities would accommodate youth less entrenched in the justice system and engage them with activities conducive to social and economic success upon release. This is music to the ears. Now, Mr. Mlakota also said those detained at the facilities would be required to perform physical labour, like land management, to establish basic life skills. Mr. Chamberlain said he'd been able to remotely watch the burglar fly. Oh, look, I won't go on. That was the gentleman we talked to yesterday who was a victim. I want to get back to this former teacher, the Mareeba councillor, Mlakota. It says today youth who've had their first run-ins with the justice system could one day be performing labour on very remote Queensland properties. If a proposal supported by a majority of Queensland's councils is adopted by the state government, Mareeba Council submitted a motion to the Local Government Association, an advocacy body which its members voted on at the LGAQ conference yesterday. The proposal called on the state government to introduce diversionary facilities on remote state-owned properties in Queensland, where youth offenders who are yet to become repeat offenders would be sent so they can gain both social and vocational skills and accreditation so they can pursue employment opportunities. We were a voice in the wilderness. Until yesterday, this thing got overwhelming support from the other councils in the state, even though some of the southern ones didn't have a clue what I think they were talking about at times, saying, oh, gee, I thought Mareeba was a very remote area of Queensland, seriously. But anyway, that was one particular out-of-touch councillor down south. The vast majority of them said, hear, hear, we support you. We hear your calls. So I think this is a terrific breakthrough. I've got Mario on the line, Mareeba Shire councillor. Mario, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Mario, how do I pronounce your name?
Mlakota.
Mlakota. It's Croatian, is it?
It is, Sir John, yes.
At last, I've got the correct pronunciation, straight from the horse's mouth. I'm very pleased about it.
We won't go there. We won't go there. It causes family feuds, but anyway.
Mario, this is a significant breakthrough. I don't know whether or not you're aware of just how potent a message this sends out to the victims here in far north Queensland. We'd have a lady, a brave lady in our midst called Perry Conti, recently banging the drum. She's gone and got petitions down to Parliament House. Sadly, nothing cuts through down there. You've stood up yesterday and said, listen, this will work. You can't have this revolving door going on. These kids are not stealing one car. If they can steal one, they're allowed to steal 20. You've also pointed out that not only if you send them to Cleveland, they're going to achieve absolutely nothing. They'll come out better at their task of breaking into homes and stealing cars. You're saying get them out of town. Teach them some respect. Give them some skills. We've been screaming that for some time. You've at last cut through. Congratulations. Talk to us about where you need this to go on our behalf. Talk to us about what you would like to achieve standing up yesterday and saying it so powerfully.
Thank you very much for that, John. Look, and I'd like to acknowledge the work that Perry Conti has done, and I have spoken to her several weeks ago, and again, she has done a wonderful job. Now, I think because local government is the voice at the grassroots level, I think it's important to have achieved the support of the other councils throughout the state yesterday. And I think now the LGAQ hopefully will become the advocate on behalf of the councils to push this particular motion at state level. and hopefully they will take it on board and pursue it.
Do you know, it's interesting, Mario. Some people say, oh, no, it's nothing to do with it. Oh, no, it's not our responsibility. Oh, no, we've got enough on our hands. And I'm so pleased you're saying that they do have a role, that councils do have a role, and they've all stood up and agreed with you and said, yes, we do. When you've got a vacuum in representation, which we have up here on this matter, elected representatives at other levels need to step in. You can't allow this disgrace to continue untrammeled. It's making it unlivable, particularly for elderly victims. It is just an ongoing nightmare. I'd love you to get the Cairns Post, Lane, look at letters to the editor and what Brett Moller has said in that letter today. He didn't realise his mother-in-law, 88 years of age, had just become a victim, in fact, twice in recent weeks. So, you know, we're all suffering, but particularly the most vulnerable are suffering. Somebody had to stand up and grow a spine, and the local government representatives have done it, thanks to you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, look, I think the accolades need to be directed to our council as well, and our councillors who have supported me in this notion, but also I would suggest the other councils throughout the state who supported it yesterday. So I think, you know, it's a joint effort. Talking about the vulnerability, I totally agree and accept. I read Brett's letter to the editor this morning. Interestingly enough, I stayed in Cairns for the duration of the conference at my daughter's place, and she had to go to work early and then rang me up about 6:30 and sort of said, Dad, when you leave, can you please make sure that you lock the house securely because there was an attempted break, or there was a break-in, four doors up from her.
Oh,
and I think to myself, what the hell, you know, how are we living? And she's young. But, you know, we're living in fear, we're living in frustration, we're anxious, and I don't think that's warranted in this day and age. And hopefully, if we can curb this type of behaviour, it would be beneficial, I think, to society in general.
Mario, I know it's early days. This has just emerged yesterday as a combined effort among the various local councils. How do you imagine, I don't know if there's been any discussions, this will be presented to the state government in all its force, meaning it's represented, there's anger represented right across the state on what's going on with law and order, particularly juvenile crime. How will it be presented to the state government?
Well, I'm hoping that the LGAQ will pursue it like they have done with the housing crisis. Okay, so I'm assuming that what they'll do is bring it up with the relevant ministers for this particular area that will be then tabled at a state level. Now, I know that I think the opposition is in support of it, and I think the government is in support of it. But obviously looking at viable solutions, and I hope they appreciate that this may be a viable solution.
Mm. The most important point here, if you don't mind me putting this out, for most people here, we have memories of a gentleman called Jeff Guest, and mums who'd just about given up were tearing their hair out saying, Jeff, help me put my son back on the rails, please. And these were kids of 13, 14, 15, 16, etc. Jeff would take them in. They'd come home 3 or 4 months later. They had a newfound respect for private property. They had a newfound respect for people. They had a newfound respect for their mothers. And they'd bring up this program and say, this bloke is a miracle worker. My son was hopelessly out of control, wouldn't listen to anyone. Now, one of the fundamentals was getting him out of the environment, the poisonous environment that had led him down that track. Is that one of the points you're making with this attempt to get them away from the environment and get them out west somewhere?
Totally agree. Okay. And I think what Jeff Guest did was expressed tough love. Okay. And I think that's what some of these kids probably do need. Direction in life and opportunity in life as well. I think sending them to detention centres like Cleveland doesn't provide them with a opportunity like they are human beings, and I think we need to afford them that opportunity.
In the coverage in the Cairns Post, it seems obvious that you're getting very fulsome support from your mayor up there, Angela Toppin.
Correct. And not only her, but I would suggest all the other councillors and I think a number of people within the community as well that I've touched base with. In the community, Mariba Community Centre, and their youth officers, the police as well. So, yes, I think there is a lot of support up here in that particular regard.
I would imagine.
I know
you'd get wholesome support from Dennis McKinley.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. I would like to, I would like to think that that is the case. I haven't had the opportunity to discuss it with him. I did with Barry Simpson. He was very supportive of it, and I hope that Dennis can see benefit in this as well.
This has been really encouraging the last 24 hours, including what Brett Muller's had to say, once again a local government representative. We might be on the right track at long last, Mario. Thank you.
I appreciate your call and the discussion, and I do hopefully hope that there is light at the end of the tunnel for our residents and, as you say, particularly the vulnerable.
Good on you, Mario. Congratulations. Mario Milikota, it's pronounced M-L-I-K-O-T-A, Milikota. He's the Maribyshire councillor.